hometown parades rank right at the top. With apple pie and baseball as pure American tradition. And along the way, a political candidate will shake many hands.
Thanks for coming out today.
Jennifer Zordani has to. She's brand new to politics. As she watched the district's Republican congressman get more and more conservative,
I thought, am I going to keep complaining? Am I going to hope that something changes? Or am I going to get out there and work?
First, she has to win the Democratic primary against this woman. And this woman.
Here's pajama time.
A bookstore owner and city councilwoman. Right. And who else?
Okay, let's see. Carol Cheney, Kelly Mazeski, Amanda Howling.
But wait, there's more. There are a total of 6 Democratic women in the race. And so Zordani fights for every vote.
I'm collecting signatures to get on the ballot.
Thank you. I'll give you a little train reading. Thank you.
If she wins, Zordani would be the first woman to ever represent the voters of Illinois' 6th District.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks.
Females make up more than half of the U.S. population, but just about 20% of all senators and representatives are female. Less than that are women of color.
Greetings, Mr. Ramos. My name
In California, Aja Smith is trying to change that.
And I'm a congressional candidate for District 41.
She's an African-American Haitian who is new to politics.
I am calling to ask for your support and maybe a small contribution.
Smith says money intimidates minority women. She's raised $10,000 with a goal of $100,000 by January.
They promise all these jobs, but guess what? The majority of all of them are automated.
Smith is a military veteran running against an incumbent male Democrat who's never served in the military.
We are the largest employer in this area.
She now works as a civilian at March Air Reserve Base in a city that celebrates its military.
I'm just the average person that said I had enough and I want to run for something and I want to be the bigger voice.
Smith says she looks more like her community than a traditional Republican, who she describes as a rich old white man.
What are we doing about our homeless issue?
This Republican group is considering endorsing Smith.
I think it's difficult right now, especially right now, and with this political climate. I think it takes a very special person to have the nerve to run.
Nearly 400 women, like Smith and Zordani, have that nerve to run for Congress next year. If most of them win the primaries, many are looking at 2018 to be the year of the woman. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.